the experience of going through that process as we walk through the house door to door, room to room, and then doing something wholesome. Not quarreling, not going around, "Aiya, don't push me lah," but very calmly, very serenely going through each part, every, nook and crevice. Yeah, every single corner of the house, okay, almost roughly, go around and doing something wholesome, leaves an imprint. Just like when you go for a holiday, then you want to go with your favorite person, ma. But imagine if you go to a certain place for holiday, then quarrel. Next time, don't go back there. Right? But if you went to some place, maybe some restaurant with some friends, and wow, such a nice experience. Wow, then every time you hope to go back there. Why? Because it makes you remember how good it was. In the same way, when we do house blessing, it's doing that. Except that now, it's not planting the seeds of attachment, but it's planting seeds of wholesomeness, connecting you to the Dharma. And so I share with some students, we can do all this, but how much it bless you depends mainly on you, actually. Because maybe if you don't have good memory, by the time we finish, you cannot remember anything. No? Then how? But still, we don't say no effect, but maybe smaller. But if, let's say, it leaves a very strong imprint, very strong impression, wholesome impression, then what happened? Maybe 3 days later, maybe 3 weeks later, maybe 3 months later, bound to have some conflict, ma. Correct or not? Any of you enlightened? 开玩笑, enlightened don't have to attend my class already. If you're not enlightened, will you all at some point have some disagreement? Yes. And when you have disagreement, do you all sit down and say, "Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu"? Do you do that? Do you sit down and say, "Let's look at what the Buddha said"? Do you do that? No. Immediately, wow. "Why you always like that? Huh? Why you want?" But it is hope, that before you even reach that point, when that person do something, then that memory, that impression, that seed of Sifu being at your place, maybe not this Sifu, any Sifu, that may ripen and remind you of the wholesome connection, and then in turn remind you of the teachings, and everything coming together. If it is stronger than the defilement at that point in time, then you win, then you don't blow up more. Then instead of responding in the usual way, "What do you want?" Then you take a deep breath. And then you're like, okay. Doesn't mean that blessing then never have quarrel. It's just that before quarrel happen, before you blow up, you get reminded of the teachings. And that's why I often, whenever I do house blessing, I also remind the devotees, try to do daily practices as a family together. Then you came up planting new links together as a family with the Dharma. Not the Tansensu, kind of link. Not the link that is based on greed, hatred, and delusion. Not based on defilements, but linked with the Dharma. And if you do it regularly, then you are blessing yourself.